Good morning. Hey, I am excited this morning for a few reasons. One, it's Friday. But not only is it Friday, it's the last Friday in February. We're almost there. We can legitimately begin dreaming of spring. So close. And I'm excited because today is a visitation day. And I love days. Yes, we welcome you. I love them because we get to see of what our community might look like next year. We welcome you, and we really do hope that you become a part of this place. Just a little plug, don't know if you've heard, Holland is the second happiest place to live. So, just saying. And I'm excited because, mostly, this morning, we have our third senior witness, Lauren Frezza, who is going to share with us. Lauren is obviously a senior. She is a social work major, and I first met Lauren actually about a year ago when we went on a spring break mission trip to the Dominican Republic, and she worked really hard digging and putting stones, and I walked around being encouraging and saying good job, and just noticed her hard work. But she has become a good sister in Christ, and she has a good word for us this morning. So let's pray and then hear God's word to us from Lauren. God, we thank you for the fact that we belong to something and someone much bigger than ourselves. We thank you for this community of hope and for the people who are here. And we thank you for the gift of your word and how you speak to us and through us. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak through Lauren now and into our hearts and our minds, that we will be receptive to what you have to say to us this morning. So we thank you for the gift of words. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Kate. Okay. I just want to start by telling you guys, I guess, a little bit how I got to Hope. Many of you probably don't know, but I transferred to Hope after my freshman year. I've always grown up in Holland and kind of knew this is where I wanted to go to college. But after I graduated, some things don't always go the way we first predict. I went to Oakland University in my first year, which is in Rochester Hills, Michigan, because it was cheap and my parents wanted me to experience something new, something outside of Western Michigan. While attending Oakland, I began to realize college was going to be a lot harder than I expected. Classes were a struggle for me. I would walk out of lectures and not remember a single thing the professor had taught. My nights consisted of excessive reading and studying notes, but nothing seemed to make a difference when it came time to perform on tests. I was trying as hard as I could, but nothing seemed to be paying off. I began to question if this struggle that was so apparent in the classroom would stem into other areas of my life. Freshman year ended up being more tears than I would have ever expected. I was quick to doubt my capabilities and if I was ever going to be successful in college, something that our society has put so much emphasis on. The question that kept repeating in my head was, how was I ever going to make it through 4 years of this? After the battles of my first year, I knew there had to be some kind of answer. I kept putting everything in I had in my studies. When was I going to see the results? The summer after my freshman year, I finally found an answer. I got tested for a learning disability that summer and discovered that was why I was struggling so much in all of my classes. Something inside my brain was holding me back from being able to retrieve the information from my memory. I am able to learn, and I'm not stupid. It became a relief to find some answers, but those answers came with a lot of insecurities about having a learning disability. The entire time I was at Oakland, I knew God was calling me somewhere else, though. Hope kept coming up in conversations. I kept visiting almost every weekend, and I knew this is where my support system lied. I ended up applying, submitting my financial aid paperwork, and meeting with the admissions office without even telling my parents. I needed to prove that it was possible for me to be at Hope. And it looks like it was. I entered Hope College knowing that I was going to be dealing with a learning disability, but I had no idea how much strength and trust I was going to need from the Lord, because trying to do things on my own wasn't going to cut it. Those of you who know me well know that my insecurities of what I am capable of and what I truly deserve have been a common struggle throughout my life, and especially as I get older. It doesn't end at a learning disability, but flows throughout many different aspects of my life. I believe insecurities are a normal occurrence not only in my life, but in your lives too. feelings of uncertainty about being the person God desires us to be for our girlfriend or boyfriend, or if we'll land the job that we feel we have worked so hard for, or about the way we look, or an unconfident feeling that people actually want to be our friends. For the past 2.5 years at Hope, God has been teaching me so much about insecurities. When we let them consume us, our vision for what God desires for us is blocked. The question then becomes, will we continue to miss out on experiences that could teach and help us gain some confidence in ourselves? Or will we really trust God and let God lead us into becoming the person God has created us to be? As I've been processing my time here at Hope, one thing I know for certain is that the only way I'm going to be able to believe in myself is if I let the Lord take control of my insecurities. No matter how many people around me tell me that they truly want to be my friend, or that I can graduate, or that I can spiritually lead people, or that I'm going to find a job next fall, or that I still have time to find my soulmate and that it just doesn't happen before spring, I still have hesitation. No voice in my mind can measure up to God's voice. No one here on earth, not my best friends, my mom or my dad, or even my mentor, will ever be as trustworthy as God as I begin to think something is out of my reach. Listen now to the verses in Proverbs, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I believe this verse is something how we should truly be dealing with our insecurities. Snapping our fingers to make them go away isn't realistic. They maybe will disappear for a second, but they will not disappear forever without God's help. We need to trust in God and have faith in God for understanding. We cannot do it on our own. I know, because I've tried to, and that's when I become negative and begin to emotionally drain myself. Only when we seek God are we truly going to be able to realize that insecurities aren't the truth. They are our own way of telling ourselves that we can't do something. But God doesn't think like that. God believes in us and doesn't want anything to hinder us from pursuing our opportunities to gain wisdom and to become more mature and complete. Trusting God is an ongoing process and one that I'm still trying to live into. At the end of the last semester, I received an email from Kate and Paul about being a senior witness. The email was titled An Invitation and read something like this. Greetings. This is just a quick email to lay down a challenge and an opportunity that we hope you accept with eagerness. Each year at Campus Ministries, we choose 6 seniors to be involved in a chapel series called Senior Witness. We are hopeful that you might be willing to be one of those 6 to share during the upcoming semester. We're going to be meeting this Friday, so please reply to this email by Wednesday to let us know if you can be there on Friday. In your reply, you may also place a beverage order from Lamangelo's. Thank you for prayerfully considering this, Paul and Kate. I got this email and didn't even reply to let them know I wasn't interested. Instead, because the insecurities that are such second nature and run so deep inside of me, I totally disregarded this opportunity quickly. The only thing that really made me think twice about going to the meeting was the fact that I would get a free drink from Lamangelo's, but in the end, it still wasn't enough. That week went on, and I never thought twice about the email until Thursday, the day before we were supposed to be meeting. That afternoon, I received a voicemail from Kate, and as soon as I started to listen to her message, I realized why she had called. In her message, she pretty much described in an accurate description the reason I wasn't going to attend the meeting, and that was because thoughts were running through my head about not believing in myself or that I have nothing good to say. I can truthfully say Kate knows me pretty well. I returned her call anyways and promised to come to the morning meeting to get my mellow latte from Lamangelo's, no further commitment necessary. And you want to know what? The next morning, after a little discussion, I was committed, and I even had a date marked in the calendar when I was going to be standing right here. Crazy how a latte can turn into a speech in front of hundreds of people. Of course, so many things were running through my head when I agreed to be part of this. I knew there had to be somebody at Hope that was more qualified or had a more interesting story than me. Those negative ideas were the only things that came to my mind at first. I never thought once that maybe God had something to say through me or that this was going to really push me to be bold and tell others about my story. Did I really want to get up here and tell people I have a learning disability? Do I really have anything worth saying? All my thoughts were about me and how I was going to be able to do this on my own strength, not the strength that is greater than we can all imagine. Looking back on Kate and Paul's email, though, one thing that really stands out to me is the title, An Invitation. We all have invitations and opportunities to be a part of each and every day. If we accept them, we are showing our insecurities that they're not going to be able to control us. We are showing that we trust God. We have a choice whether to trust God as our strength through our insecurities or go on living lives in fear of what could have happened. But it's our choice. As I began acknowledging God and really letting God know that there was no way I was going to be able to do this on my own, my vision for what God desires for me started to clear up day by day. God has been speaking to me. There's been many nights this semester where I've just woken up from a deep sleep to have God's words on my mind. Almost every night I turn on my light and just journal about what I feel like God is trying to tell me. When you all are living life each day, know that insecurities can get in the way of God's vision for you. Don't let negative and discouraging thoughts become hindered by the truth God has for you. Trust in God and let God know when you're struggling and what you need. God doesn't want our vision to be blocked any longer. God wants to make it clear and help guide our paths. We are good enough. We can lead people spiritually. We can find our soulmates, graduate from college, and even go on to find our dream job. Remember, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Go in peace. Thank you.